So let me begin with some general areas of change that I believe are affecting higher education, public higher education, and California public higher education. First, the financing of public higher education in the state has changed, and the state is disinvesting in public higher education. The governor and the elected officials of the state in the Assembly and the Senate have already passed, and the governor has approved, a $1.4 billion cut to public higher education in the state, $500 million of which is a reduction to the California State University system. This follows a $625 million two-year cut in 08-09 and 09-10, with a partial reinstatement of some of that money in this current fiscal year. In terms equivalent to $1999-2000, the CSU support budget is reduced by $2 billion since that time, even though today the CSU now educates 70,000 more students. This reflects a long-term trend across the nation. If you go state by state in the United States, you see this same kind of public disinvestment in higher education. The second major area of change. People on this campus know exactly what I'm going to say here. It's accountability. It's a word that we use often in talking about the changes that are occurring. The public's expectations about higher education, about how we defend, what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and in the way in which we do it, and even the reasons for doing it, have increasingly created an environment in which we are called upon to be accountable. I might add that the transparency that is asked for from public higher education is a value that the public is going to expect for all constituencies that are in support of public higher education. The third powerful area of change is technology. Frankly, I could give and have given full 45-minute speeches about the impact of technology on our universities, all the way from the changes in our business processes to our core activity, which is teaching and learning. We have a major planning challenge in the face of escalating changes in technology. What we did traditionally before the new technologies were available and present is no longer going to be satisfactory to today's students. And that is the fourth area of change that I believe public higher education and the California State University in the next 50 years is going to have to change to respond to. There are lots of ways in which our students, some of you are in this room, have changed. The faculty in this room know intuitively, in your gut, I would say, what it is I mean by these changes. We're admitting today a cohort of digital students who, unless our universities change, are going to struggle to find engagement in our analog schools. We're going to need to change our pedagogy and our curriculum to respond to these students. We're also going to need to change our curriculum and our pedagogy to reflect the changes that scholars within our universities who study how people learn have been able to elucidate and inform us about the realities of how people learn today. Also, we need to be reminded that our students sometimes come to us for purposes other than those that we believe they should come to us for. Students are here to learn, but our students also want to be able to successfully work. They're here for professional reasons. That creates some tensions sometimes within our environment. Finally, let me speak to a set of changes that are very specific to the California State University and the Master Plan of California. Stephen referenced the signing of the Donahue Act and the creation of the California Master Plan. California's ability to fulfill the vision of the Master Plan has been, in my view, severely compromised. And those words may be too benign. The Master Plan envisioned low fees and high state financial support for public higher education. That proportional relationship has been set askew. Perhaps torn asunder would be a more appropriate phrase. Low fees depend on healthy tax returns and a public commitment to fund higher education proportionately. Neither factor is a political driver today. And again, Stephen referenced that when he talked about the prison system having an enormous power, an enormous call on the dollars of the CSU. Now, those are the challenges from the changes.